The Royal Robe of Heaven, September 26. Preparing for the Heavenly Home. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure, and whether it be right. Better than any other inheritance of wealth you can give to your children will be the gift of a healthy body, a sound mind, and a noble character. The lessons learned, the habits formed, during the years of infancy and childhood have more to do with the formation of the character and the direction of the life than have all the instruction and training of after years. God has withheld no blessing that is necessary for shaping the character of children and youth after the divine pattern given them in the youth of Jesus. The physical constitution of Jesus, as well as his spiritual development, is brought before us in these words: the child grew and increased in stature. In childhood and youth, attention should be given to physical development. Parents should so train their children in good habits of eating and drinking, dressing, and exercise, that a good foundation will be laid for sound health in afterlife. This places the children and youth in a favorable position, so that, with proper religious training, they may, like Christ, wax strong in spirit. Let the youth and the little children be taught to choose for themselves that royal robe woven in heaven's loom, the fine linen, clean and white, which all the holy ones of earth will wear. This robe, Christ's own spotless character, is freely offered to every human being. But all who receive it will receive and wear it here. Let the children be taught that as they open their minds to pure, loving thoughts and do loving and helpful deeds, they are clothing themselves with his beautiful garment of character. This apparel will make them beautiful and beloved here, and will hereafter be their title of admission to the palace of the King. His promise is, "They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy."